time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, I've got to start listening in more on the High School Report, apparently, because I might need to know some of this stuff here pretty soon.
Yeah, you're going to be doing high. You're going to be David's sidekick.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking a little Bryan football this fall, it sounds like. So getting excited about that. But
okay, if it's the console game and you're there and David's there and I'm there, we better watch out for the single bullet sniper effect there. We don't want to line up or anything.
No, we'll have to stay. Not in a direct line. So there. You go. Should be fun. But today we're talking volleyball.
Yeah, and I'm excited about this, Aubrey, and I always am, because man, how great is my life? I get to go to games and matches and talk about and write about sports. But our guest today is going to be Kerry Crabtree, the new head volleyball coach at Franklin High School. And I have only talked to Kerry over the phone, but I think it's very interesting. She's come into our area here and taken over a pretty solid program and a program with some kids coming back. Coach Crabtree, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for being with us. I'm going to ask you to do this and maybe in a little bit of the Reader's Digest version, but tell our listeners a little bit about your background, because I asked you about this before, because you did take over for Coach Turner, who's decided, I think you said she's still in Franklin, but she just decided not to coach anymore because of family reasons mostly. But tell us about the path that led you to be here to be the head coach at Franklin.
Well, I've had several years. I was running a club volleyball team out in Houston. I was a sports director for Willowbrook Sports Complex, and I decided to get into education about 10 years ago, and I kind of worked my way up, and I was the varsity coach over at Langham Creek High School in the Cypher School District. And then I decided that I wanted to kind of escape Houston life, and I moved to Tyler and took kind of a step down to go work under a mentor for 2 years to grow my coaching. And at that point, then I was looking at coming back towards the Houston area, and Franklin crossed my path, and from there, here we are. It's been an amazing past month, and blessed to be here.
Pretty cool to get to come into a program like this. And we have coaches in different sports and at different schools throughout the whatever it is 28 or so that we cover, that we interview, that we have on the radio, that we write about. And it's always a fun thing when you talk to a coach who comes in and takes over a program that is on good firm footing, you know, is on good ground. You get coaches who are hired because somebody got run off and they've been doing bad for a long time, and you have to kind of start from the ground up. You come in here and you've been dealt a pretty good hand. I mean, you have a program where they've been used to success, and Franklin in all sports in the last decade or so has really I made pretty steady progress and has obviously a true commitment to athletics. Tell us, let's start with this. Tell us about, because you guys started last week. Tell us what you did last week. I'm guessing you might have had a season opener on Tuesday or something, and then maybe played in a tournament. But what's y'all's record so far, and how's the first week been?
We've only played two matches. We do not play in a tournament till this weekend. We go to Leon. We opened up Tuesday night against Waco Conley here, and we won that in three. It was a pretty solid showing from my girls. I was very proud. We traveled to Milano on Friday, and we started out slow. We were down 0-2, so we,
wow.
We did. But we came back and pulled the fifth game out 15-12, which showed a lot to me about these girls, their fight. They want to win. They're going to do whatever it takes to win, and they practice like they play. It's hard. It's every time they touch the ball, they're giving their best. So Friday night was a huge point, especially for me to see where the girls can go.
Well, I bet you felt a lot better on the bus ride back than you did at the huddle after the first two games. I bet you those next three games really turned things around for you. Talk about how the kids are adjusting to your system. Now, Kerry, when did you get hired? I mean, they haven't had a lot of time with you and your system, have they?
No, they haven't. I was hired in May.
Okay.
And so I actually have been able to talk to Coach Turner, you know, where I've kind of heard about, you know, how she did some things. We've talked about some of the girls, some of the players. But I like to come into a program and not really focus on what has been in the past and just run with it. So, you know, we don't go into specifics about what the players did last year, you know, where they were playing, what positions. I wanted to come in and see for myself where I wanted to put them. But they've adjusted well. You know, coming in with a new philosophy is scary for the girls, but also it's exciting for the girls. We've meshed. We've had fun. You know, we started off our season opener with a spaghetti dinner, a movie night, you know, a team bonding just to get to know each other. And the girls have really responded. We have fun at practice, and that's my whole part. I want them to enjoy it. They're not, they put enough time into volleyball. Or if they're not enjoying it, then, you know, their life is going to be miserable. So I make sure the practices are encouraging, motivating. We play some music, but they get things done.
We're visiting with the new Franklin volleyball coach, Kerry Crabtree. Coach, you're new to the area, so I'm just going to throw this out there as a, oh, by the way. But when you have events that involve food, you know, always feel free to keep the Eagle sports staff in mind. And once you see some of us, you'll understand why. Coach, you have been, as I said, dealt a good hand. Lady Lions 31-11 last year.
Yes.
Made some noise in the playoffs.
Yes.
You got four starters back, and I was looking at that list and then looking at some of the things that we did. Obviously, I'm trying to get in good with you since it's your first interview with the Eagle. But Darby Hughes, your libero, was our first team All-Brazos Valley selection. I think you had maybe some on the second team as well. But you have some kids back. Talk about, first of all, those four starters that you have back. I know they might have different roles in your system, but it's got to feel good to roll the ball out there and see kids that have played at this level.
It feels great. And we have some of the girls actually had a little bit more play time than just the four towards the end of the season. End of the season is what I'm learning. But I have, you know, pretty much four solid players. I have a setter that was on varsity last year. She didn't get a lot of play time. But I also have a newcomer that's a sophomore, and they're running the court really well. We have Hannah McCarver returning in the middle that was dominating last year. But we also have some players that were injured. Jaylee Watkins is back on the court, and she was out all season last year as an outside hitter, right side hitter. We brought up another DS, Jessica Dorsett. She's a sophomore. We have Rayleigh Nolan hitting right side and left side and really just hitting the ball well. And then we have Mickey Cole and Lonnie Torres that are both working middle and right side as well. So I have an all-around team that can play some different positions. I can mix it up. And that's one thing that got us out of our match on Friday is that third game we were able to change the lineup and we found something that clicked. And they just ran with it.
When you sent your, you responded to our questionnaire, and we greatly appreciate that. And that's one reason that that the Franklin girls are getting some recognition today, because you were kind enough to do that. But when you sent your questionnaire back, you know, you listed. I know you've got the McCarver girls, and then you have a couple at Darby, and one other player back. But then when you mentioned newcomers, I thought it was interesting that you had a senior who missed last year because of injury, but if you get her back healthy, that's got to be a boost. And then the other thing, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't have your questionnaire right here in front of me, but I think Mickey might be the one that you listed at 6'1", and it's never bad to have a newcomer who's 6'1".
No, and she actually was out her freshman year with a something with her growth plate or something in her foot. So last year was her first year to play, and she got moved up during playoffs. But so she's still, you know, she's still learning, and she still has that hunger to learn. But yeah, no, believe me, I have no issues with her being a newbie to it.
And Coach, you know what we always say at the end of the game or at the end of the match, they're still 6-1 or still 6-3 or whatever that might be. As we finish up, we got a couple minutes left with Carrie Crabtree, and we appreciate you making the time for us. You guys do have, we ought to mention, you do have a match tonight. So you're playing at home, is that right? Don't you have Centerville, which is a pretty traditionally good program?
Correct.
Has been good in the past. So you have Centerville tonight. Then you'll play in the Leon tournament this weekend, I guess Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I talked to Jason Evans, the Leon volleyball coach, today, and he told me that they've got the tournament coming up, and I've heard there's some really good teams there. And really, if it makes you feel any better, even though Leon's ranked second in the state, you bumped Jason off the air for the guest today, so but he seemed okay with that. And after being on with us, you can kind of see why. But talk about expectations, Carrie, as we finish up. You got a lot of kids back. There's obviously going to be a transition and a learning process. But what's realistic? You seem like a coach who wants the kids to play at a very high level but to enjoy the experience. What's realistic to expect from a program that had a lot of success last year, has quite a few kids back, but at the same time is learning a new system and going through everything that comes along with that?
They're adjusting really well. We don't have a lot of changes. The girls are playing in their positions. They know what to do. Anytime we have to stop and go over something, I want to make sure they know exactly what we're supposed to do. But my expectations is to continue pushing, to continue winning. I'm not going to settle. I don't expect them to stop playing at any point. We're going to go out, and our goal is to get to state. Our goal is to get to that next match. I know they missed out last year by the one game they lost to White Oak. And, you know, we're focused on district. We're focused on improving every game, every point, but we're also focused on getting the players ready for the next level. So when we have to get to district, when we have to get to postseason, every girl is at their potential, ready to go.
That's Carrie Crabtree. She's a new head volleyball coach at Franklin High School. Carrie, thanks for making the time for us, especially being new to the area and not really knowing what you were getting into when you got a crazy call with a guy asking you to be on the radio. But we do wish you the best. And
thank you.
Next time, you know, maybe we'll be able to talk to you as you start that playoff run towards state. And then, you know, sometimes when we have an open segment, you know, maybe you and I can spend 15 minutes talking about my intramural career, too.
That would be great. I would love to hear it.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Have a great day. Okay. Bye.
All right, that's Carrie Crabtree. She's the new Franklin volleyball coach, and it is interesting, Aubrey, and you've been around college and high school sports, but when you get a coach that takes over a really successful program, you know, they go to the regionals, you know, and go 31-11, have four starters back, that's a pretty good situation to be a new coach. A lot of times you're a new coach and your team was next to last in district and had a whole bunch of seniors, you know, or even a team that did real well and had a bunch of seniors who graduated, and the coach thinks the coverage's bare, but Carrie got a good situation, and they'll do well out at Franklin.
As long as you're not recruiting in the hallways, it was a pretty good situation. So there you go. That was today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone FM 102.7.